T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Ronnie Mackloff in for Bill this afternoon. You may know me from my years, many, many years, hosting the Wendy's Big Show on the flagship of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, 105.7 FM, the Fan. In for Bill today, in for Bill again in a couple of weeks on the 31st. If you enjoy my particular brand of sports talk nonsense, coming up on this particular brand of sports talk nonsense, next hour I will catch up with Mike Clemens from Packers camp in about an hour, 20 hour, 10 minutes. And Kevin Holden will join me at the top of the next hour from CBS 58 here in Milwaukee. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on in the Wisconsin sports scene. But it is time for a Top 5 Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Top 5 Friday on the Bill Michaels Show. What's the top 5 list we'll talk about today? Who or what will be in your top 5? Let Bill know now.
Or let Rami know. You can tweet me, at Rami is tweeting. You can always call into the show. Let me know what you think of my list, 855-830-8648. On the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals 50 talk line. That's 855-830-8648. Or tweet me your top five lists at Rami is tweeting. And this is a top five list, gentlemen, and I'll explain this as we move along. Evan and Mitch back in the studio. That kind of made me realize I'm getting old. I'm getting a little bit old. And the top five Friday list this Friday is top five sports theme songs. Now, I mean theme songs that actually are played before a game. So SportsCenter theme, it's great, but it's out. There's a few that you know maybe fall in a gray area. I actually had to detail this with Evan and Mitch in our email thread we had getting ready for the show. I mean actual sports theme songs played going into an actual game. All right. So if you want to participate, those are the criteria, and this is my top five Friday list. First of all, a couple of honorable mentions. I didn't ask you to pull these, Evan, so don't worry about playing the samples. Sunday Night Football, really good. NFL on CBS, also worth noting. The All My Rowdy Friends Monday Night Football open with Hank Williams Jr., despite, you know, Hank Williams, a really, really good song, iconic, and definitely identified with Monday Night Football and got you ready for the Monday night festivities. No matter what you think of that dude and his opinion on various things, it just fell outside of my top five. But this is the top five sports theme songs, according to Rami Mackloff. And if you disagree, well, you're just wrong. Number five, the orchestral Monday Night Football open. Evan, hit the music. Oh, buddy, is there anything that gets you ready for football more than this music right here? Like I said, Hank Williams, All My Rowdy Friends, Monday Night Football open, it's great. It's just not as good as this because this harkens back to what football music really is. The NFL films with John Facenda. You got some strings, you got some orchestra, you have the tempo, you have the beat. This is the best Monday Night Football open that's ever been made. There have been numerous ones made. This is the best one that's ever been made. And number five, top five sports theme song on a Top 5 Friday here on the Bill and Michael Show. Number four. I don't think this one is even used anymore, if I'm not mistaken, except on the pregame show done on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee with Tim Allen. It is the MLB on Fox music, Evan. If you will. Oh, man. I am ready for some baseball when I hear that song. I'm ready for first pitch right now. I want to turn on some baseball and watch some baseball right now because that's what this music does to me. It's got to be what it does to you. I don't know why MLB went away from it. I think they're trying to pull, like, Jedi mind tricks on us because now they're just using the NFL on Fox Music for all their sports brands across the board. Whatever sport is being broadcast by Fox is now accompanied by this music, which is number three on my list. Evan, if you would, please. Yeah, so and it's great. I love it. Again, this makes me, like the Monday Night Football one that we played before, want to run through a damn wall. I'm ready to run through a wall right now. When I hear this music, I know it's football time. I know I probably have an omelet and some hash browns and some toast and a Bloody Mary in front of me, and I'm getting ready to sit on my couch for 9 hours and take in a full slate of NFL football, follow my fantasy team, have some snacks. That's right, after that huge breakfast, some snacks. I'm going to make a great dinner because it's Sunday and it's football time and this music just got me ready for it. I don't know about you guys. I want football season to start right now. Still would have kept the MLB on Fox music, but let bygones be bygones. That is now the music for all sports on the Fox networks. Number two, I'm not even a college basketball guy, man, but damn it, this gets me ready for college basketball. Let's hear it, Evan. Am I crazy? Evan, Mitch, am I crazy to put this as high on my list?
Not at all.
As number two? Again, for me, the number one criteria for this list is I hear that song and I'm ready for the game. I'm ready to play it. I'm ready to watch it. I'm ready for all the festivities that go along with it. I hear this and it's March Madness time, baby. I got a bracket in front of me. Again, food is involved. I don't know if you've noticed, but food is a major part of my life. Food is involved because it's March Madness. I got snacks. I got sandwiches. I got basketball. I got upsets. I got all the guys on CBS breaking down all the action for me. There's just nothing like it. Even for a guy like me, who's not the biggest college basketball guy, this music just does it for me. But nothing. Nothing. And I mean nothing compares when we're talking about sports theme music to Round Ball Rock by the great John Tesh. Play it and just keep on playing it, Evan. Just keep on playing it until it runs out. Oh, man. Oh, man. Are we ready? Are we ready for some NBA action with Marv Albert on the call? You damn right we're ready for some NBA action with Marv Albert on the call because John Tesh is on the keys, all right? And when John Tesh is on the keys, Marv Albert is on the call and NBA action is on my damn TV. It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind that with the legendary status of this song, that it ever went away as the theme of basketball, and that nobody has bought the rights and brought it back yet as the theme of basketball. Why is any other music played as the theme of basketball that is not Round Ball Rock by the legendary John Tesh?
Actually, keep Rami, it
jam, dude.
Rami,
no, keep playing. It is
being played on Fox College Basketball these days.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay, well, I need it on my
Which
NBA
is a shame.
Basketball. I mean, I hear this and I sing along to it. I know there are no words, but I just.
Well, now they turned it into a pretty good song.
Like, it's just that good. You can't help but sing along to this. It's the greatest sports theme song ever, and if you disagree, well, you're just wrong. And the reason that I've spent all week thinking and preparing this list, as stupid as it is, the reason that this has been on my mind all week, guys, Evan, Mitch, you're younger than me. You're younger men than me. And so maybe you relate more to the song that we're about to play and associate it more with basketball than Round Ball Rock by John Tesh. But I got on Twitter Monday as the NBA playoffs were ready to tip off and going viral and people basking in the glory of the Timber remix by Pitbull and Kesha. I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're going to play it just to give you context. It's terrible. It's awful. It's the worst sports theme song in the history of sports theme songs. But there appears to be an entire generation or two younger than me, Evan, Mitch, you fall under that umbrella, who this is what they associate with NBA playoff basketball. And that, again, boggles my mind, but also hurts my heart that a song so terrible, so awful, by an artist as ridiculously bad as Pitbull, I kind of like Kesha, but an artist as ridiculously bad as Pitbull, that is the song of a generation or two that you associate with basketball? How and why did you pick this as the anthem over Round Ball Rock? Can anybody answer this for me or give me their own list? At Rami is tweeting. We got a break. Like I said, Evan and Mitch, they fall in that category, that generation that seems to identify with Timber by Pitbull and Kesha as the song that means basketball to them. I'll get their thoughts on it. They have lists as well. You can always get in on the show at 855-830-8648. That's the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can tweet me at Rami is tweeting with those top five lists or facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Rami in for Bill. It's a top five Friday, top five sports theme songs. Continue right after this on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The 555 is back. If you missed it the last time around, now's the time to get in on what's possibly their most popular offer ever. 5 years, no interest, 5 months before you make a first payment, plus 5% bonus saving. That's the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings applies to windows, doors, and installation. Think about it. You can replace those bad windows. They don't lock. They leak. Or maybe that patio door that is just so tough to get open, or it just makes that terrible sound when you do finally open it. You can replace it now and get 5% bonus savings back on top of 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment. And that's not until 2021. Yep, you can Pella now and pay later. Plus bonus savings. And if you order by September 15th, think about it. Certain restrictions apply. You got to see the showroom for some details. Or you can stop in the nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center or set up your free consultation right now simply by going to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, with so many festivals and events being canceled, here's a great idea for a quick getaway at two awesome resort destinations. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. By the way, the official ski and golf resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive nights at either resort, you get the additional weeknight for free. Three nights for the price of two. This offer is only good through the end of September, so don't delay your getaway. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay on the beautiful island up there in the Menominee River, with fun for the whole family, swimming, golfing, great dining, live music at the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill. Then there's the Pine Mountain Resort, 90 miles north of Green Bay, and that offers a scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere, away from it all, plus world-class golfing at Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Two great resorts, the same awesome offer. Book two weeknights, you get one more for free. Just check them out at TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com or PineMountainResort.com. And then book your getaway. Got to hurry. It expires at the end of September. And make sure whatever you do, you tell them we sent you.
I know my mic is on, Evan, but I just want to listen to this. Can we just play this until 2 o'clock? Or at least until 1?
I'm cool
with
that.
Kevin Holden. And Mike Clemens will join me from Green Bay. Talk some Packers. We're doing a Top 5 Friday on the Bill Michaels Show. Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels this afternoon. And feel free to give us your list. At Rami is tweeting, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow of your top five sports theme songs. I gave you mine before the break. That right there, Round Ball Rock by John Tesh, NBA on NBC, was number one on my list. Before that was the orchestral Monday Night Football Open at number five. Number four, MLB on Fox. Number three, NFL on Fox. Number two, college basketball on CBS. And then Round Ball Rock, number one. And I was dismayed, disheartened, and disappointed to see that it seems an entire generation or two younger than me seem to associate. Play it one more time, again, just for context and people tuning in. Evan. Player, turn up, player. The Timber NBA Playoffs remix by Pitbull featuring Kesha was trending on Twitter on Monday with the return of the NBA Playoffs after we've all been in a pandemic. This was the song that everyone was associating with the NBA Playoffs, and I just couldn't relate with that, which maybe means I'm getting old. Maybe this is a good song. Maybe this gets you ready for basketball, and maybe I'm just getting old. Evan and Mitch, you guys are in that age group that I'm talking about, that were reveling in Pitbull and Kesha and Timber on Monday with the return of the NBA Playoffs. Is that anywhere on your list? Is that your guys' NBA song?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but maybe.
Okay. But all no. Right, let's get to it. Let's get to your guys' list. And you guys can tweet me yours at 1057 FM the Fan. Who wants to go first? Mitch, Evan, what are we doing here?
I'll start. Okay. I'll go with number five. Yo, player, turn up. I'm just kidding.
I hate you.
Absolutely.
Kind of hate you right now, but carry on.
The NFL on NBC. This gets me ready.
That's Sunday Night Football, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That was amongst my honorable mentions. What else you got?
All right, one second. Some on-air producing.
Okay.
I have the MLB on TBS.
That's solid, dude.
Gives you the intensity.
Yeah, that's a solid one. I don't know that it has the lifespan to reach the type of status that I'm talking about here to land on this top five list. But if it's around long enough, you may be onto something there.
Next. Right. Next, I'm not a big college sports fan, kind of like you, which is why it's surprising that the basketball on CBS made my list. And so did this one.
I honestly don't even know what this is.
This is the ESPN college football theme. It'll kick in.
Oh, okay. Now I recognize it.
It brings me back to my days playing NCAA football on my Xbox 360. Okay. I mean, that's how you know it's Saturday morning. I just woke up. I probably have a hangover. I go and get some coffee and some McDonald's breakfast, and I'm ready to watch some college football all day.
That makes sense to me. That absolutely makes sense to me.
So then number two, I have probably a controversial one, but I think it's pretty high up there. How else am I supposed to know that it's Sunday night without Carrie Underwood telling me?
I don't. The whole trend of like actual singers, like pop stars and country music singers and whatnot. Like, I mean, Hank Williams' Monday Night Football theme might be the exception, despite Hank Williams. But that just never really did anything for me. I mean, I have a phobia of country music. It's real.
Me too.
It's called cantorophobia.
There's a real name for it?
Yeah. So Carrie Underwood has never really been, you know, my cup of tea. I know that that's probably not the case for a lot of people listening right now, but just the overall trend that we've seen. Wasn't it Faith Hill for a while, and then they got Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, it was Faith Hill until like 2012 or something like that.
So neither of those artists really do a whole lot for me in general, but I just don't, that whole trend just doesn't do much for me of the pop star or famous country or rock musician doing the theme song, which goes back to my Pitbull thing and the fact that that song and Pitbull are just terrible.
Oh, do you want to hear it again? I have it ready if you want to hear it again.
Please no. Please don't do that to me and our listeners.
Well, I'll go to my number one. I don't know if you've heard it before, but I'll play it for you.
There we go. That's my guy. Let's go. Let's go. Bulls, Knicks, who's playing? MJ versus Patrick Ewing, what's happening? Or are we out west? Is it Charles Barkley versus Sean Kemp? Who's playing today? Let's go. It's NBA playoff time.
Can we just let this play the rest of the segment?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Just let it go, dude. Just anything but Pitbull and Kesha. So that's your list. You're with me on in terms of the number one.
I don't think anyone in America will dispute you. Unless Mitch. I don't know.
Mitch, are you a Pitbull guy?
I'm the opposite of a Pitbull guy. I have Pitbull phobia.
Good. I don't know if there is a term for that. There is.
Well, we'll find it and we'll get back to you on that one.
I think it's Dalephobia.
Well played. Well played. How does your list compare to mine and Evan's?
So there are some certain similarities. Okay. Definitely number five for me is the old MLB on Fox theme, which I believe you had at four, Rami.
Yeah.
I will go at number four. Say what you want about Hank Jr. I'm going to go with the old Monday Night Football intro theme song.
Hey, it's a great theme song.
Because it's just what I grew up on, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking the song.
I'm going to go. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if we have it, go ahead and play a little bit of it. I'm not even against that.
I don't believe we do. That was one of your honorable mentions, so we do. We're not prepared on that one, but I just had to get that in there. Number three, right. NFL on NBC, a.k.a. the Sunday Night Football theme, which Evan had in his. That's my number three. Number two, I'm going to go March Madness, college basketball on CBS theme as well. That's just iconic and one of those things where it gives you chills. And number one, of course, Round Ball Rock. I mean, it's my ringtone. It's been my ringtone for years, and it's never going anywhere. So, yeah, what we're hearing now, number one sports theme song of all time. It made NBA basketball feel huge. You know what I mean? We don't get that today. It's bad enough these jokers we have calling the games. Now, it's like you could get a Pacers and Jazz game or something, and it would have been the biggest game of the week.
Between the three of us, none of us have Pitbull on our list. We all seem to disdain Pitbull and Timber Playoffs Remix. Yet, and you guys are part of this generation that I'm talking about that appeared to be reveling in the song on Twitter on Monday. How is it as popular as it is?
Well,
I don't understand it. And the thing hasn't been used since 2014.
It was 5B to my 5A on my list. You know, it just narrowly missed.
That's just so bad.
A few other ones that people have tweeted in is the Masters. I don't know, too slow for me. The Olympics, anything having to do with the Olympics just doesn't make any list that I put together. The U.S. Open, I don't know that I even know that one because I'm not the biggest tennis guy. You know what? If your list isn't my list, you're just wrong, especially if you're number one. Is not Round Ball Rock. That's how we'll wrap up a Top 5 Friday here on the Bill Michaels Show. We got to hit a quick break. Don't forget, 1 o'clock, or excuse me, coming up at the top of the next hour, we'll talk with Kevin Holden. Mike Clemens is going to join me in just short of an hour from Packers camp with the latest on your Green Bay Packers as they get ready for the 2020 season. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Rami in for Bill right after this on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Enter the Packers opening drive sweepstakes. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. You could enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or the pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip. You purchase both at the same time, you earn 10 extra bonus entries. How about that? Each weekly winner is going to have the chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive contest, plus enter to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary. See store for details. The Pothole Pizza is the official pizza of your Green Bay Packers, and it's only available at Quick Trip.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, a Wisconsin-based company that provides home and business owners epoxy flooring coverings, different colors, different finishes, all at affordable prices, top quality workmanship, and lifetime warranty. Check them out on the web at epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com.
That's the voice of the namesake of this statewide sports talk network, Bill Michaels, or as some of us affectionately referred to him, Billy Mike. Rami Makhlouf in for him this afternoon. You may know me from my years on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, the flagship of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Before we get into the next thing, real quick, a lot of tweets coming in on the Top 5 Friday subject. It was Top 5 sports theme songs, and one that I specifically wanted to mention. Evan, if you could pull this up and play it real quick via the internet. It doesn't fit the criteria of our list, but man, this is a song that gets me ready for this sport, and it's the This Week in Baseball theme song. And it doesn't fit the criteria, like I said, because we were keeping it strictly to songs that are played before an actual game. Those of you who are younger than me probably don't even know what This Week in Baseball was. It was before SportsCenter was really a thing. This Week in Baseball was a show that would air, I believe, on Saturday mornings, and it was a highlight and news show of This Week in Baseball, catching you up on what's gone on outside your market and outside your team. And it is really a great, great song. Do we have it, Evan? Is that what I hear playing? Oh, man. Yes,
if the internet is correct and YouTube is streaming, you're right.
It's about, the beat is about to drop on this bad boy. This is very old-timey. I understand. I know most of you probably aren't feeling this the way that I'm feeling this, but this makes feelings bubble up in me in terms of my love for the great sport of baseball.
Every Saturday morning, I used to wake up and watch this show.
Listen to that. That is just, it doesn't fit the criteria, but that definitely deserves to be played. A lot of people are not happy with where we're at right now in this world. I'm going to try not to get too serious on you guys, but specifically a group of parents, Iowa Hawkeye football parents, are not happy with the decision that the Big Ten has made to shut down this fall's football season, and they sent this letter to the university to voice their displeasure, and it reads as follows. The Iowa Hawkeye football parents firmly reject Big Ten Commissioner Warren's press release dated 8/19/2020. Warren and presidents have once again failed to address our questions and concerns, and therefore their response is unacceptable. The lack of transparency, hypocrisy, and failure of leadership gives us no confidence in this decision or future decisions. Big Ten players who have sacrificed so much deserve better. Big Ten parents and fans deserve better. The athletes that will suffer due to the economic impact of this decision and the loss of the opportunity to realize their dreams are in our thoughts and prayers. They are not blind to the risks of playing and never have been. Collectively, we demand better of the Big Ten. That said, our representatives are still going to the Big Ten headquarters this Friday, today, as planned. It is our hope that parents representing the players of all Big Ten schools will do the same so their voices can be heard. Lastly, we support the Freedom of Information Act initiative that has been discussed in the media. We trust this inquiry will get the answers we also desperately need if it reveals that our players and the truth have been represented by the Big Ten. We believe there should be consequences. We humbly await your reply at HawkeyeParent@gmail.com. A letter from Hawkeye football parents to the university presidents and chancellors. And dude, I get it. I understand why these parents are not happy with these particular circumstances. Their kids have worked tirelessly to get to the point that they are. Like they said, some of them, now very few of them, when you look at the reality of how many football players actually go on to achieve that dream that they talked about, especially from, not to be dismissive or demeaning or insulting, but the Iowa Hawkeyes program, it's not, you know, the top flight program that's churning out NFL prospects one after the other. But there were a few guys on that team who their chances of living that dream of playing NFL football or even playing in a big-time college football game, a bowl game or a championship game or something of that ilk, may be affected by this, by the Big Ten's decision to shut down the season. So I get some student-athletes' frustration. I get parents' frustration. On top of watching their kids work tirelessly to get to this point in their lives, parents sacrifice so much to get their kids to that level and to that point in their lives. I don't have any kids myself, but I got friends who have kids and friends who are really good parents and will do anything for those kids. I watched Tim Allen raise his son, Tim, the host of the Brewers Pre and Post on The Fan in Milwaukee. He joined us in hour one of the show, who is a very good baseball player. And I watched Tim sacrifice hours of his life and pour money and resources into that kid so that he could be the best baseball player and get the most out of that experience that he possibly could. Parents are driving and traveling all over this country so their kids can play sports and have the best time doing it and the best opportunity in it. So the frustration makes sense. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. But here's the thing. A lot of us have been put by this virus and by this pandemic into circumstances that we don't like, or loved ones have been put in circumstances that we don't like dying alone in a hospital because their family can't come to visit them, like losing your job because the economy has tanked because we're in the middle of a pandemic and people are staying home and not spending money and advertisers are not buying revenue. I can attest to that because I'm one of them. I'm one of the unemployed. I'm filling in for Bill today, but I was laid off from ESPN's affiliate in the Twin Cities because of this pandemic. Nobody likes the scenario. Well, very few people. Some very rich people are somehow getting richer during all this, but that's another story for another day. The vast majority of us find ourselves in varying degrees in situations and in circumstances that we don't like. So here's an idea. How about we all do the work and make the sacrifices to get this thing under control, to make it go away, and then we get rewarded with fun stuff again. We get to play sports. We get to go watch sports. We get to go to movies. We get to go to concerts. These parents are being really, really short-sighted. Now, I understand their frustration if there is a lack of transparency, if they're asking questions about why the decision was made for this football season to be canceled and they're not getting the answers that they're seeking out. That's a fair complaint. I'll give them that one. But really, do you need to ask any questions? What do you need to know about why the football season was shut down by major conferences? Really, what more do you need to know than arguably the greediest entity in the world of American sports? The NCAA and its cartel leaders decided to pass on money. That's all I needed to know, man. As a matter of fact, if you told me that something so bad had hit our shores that the NCAA passed on money, I have much bigger concerns than football or any sport. Forget knowing what we know now. If you told me at the start of 2020 that something was going to happen that would make the NCAA pass on making money, I would think we're living in a Mad Max world, dude. You know what I mean? The NCAA doesn't pass on money. That's the only evidence I needed to see to understand the risk and the severity that would come with playing a college football season. That the NCAA would pass on money. That should be all the evidence, all the proof that you should need to convince you that this was a pretty prudent decision and made, shockingly, because we're talking about the NCAA, for the right reasons. And I know that there are conferences that are playing. I know there are schools that are going to be playing sports come this fall. And man, I hope they pull it off. I don't want anybody to get sick, obviously. I don't want this thing to continue to spread, obviously. I hope I'm wrong when I say what I'm about to say, but I don't think you can pull it off. I'm not an expert, but I've heard from too many experts that say that this is too risky and too hard to pull off. For the logistics of a college football team, an entire country of college football teams. when you're talking about rosters that are up into the 80s and 90s and all the essential personnel of coaches and locker room assistants and trainers and everything else that goes into a college football season, the sheer numbers of personnel and people who you're going to have here on campus with other students. And we all know that college students, not always the most responsible or best decision makers, especially once the drinks start flowing. You really think that you can pull off a college football season in this environment? I hope so. I hope that, like I said, I hope the conferences and the schools that are doing it right now are able to pull it off and they prove me and any other doubters wrong. I really do. For the sake of sports and everything involved that goes much, that's much bigger and goes much farther than sports. But again, you have the NCAA and major conferences turning down money. That doesn't happen. That simply just does not happen. And that really should be, if you're a parent or anybody else with an interest in college football and fall sports in college, should be all you need to know to say, yeah, this was probably the right decision. Because I always thought it would take damn near an apocalypse for the NCAA to say, no thanks, you keep that money. We're not going to be playing sports this fall. We'll hit a quick break. We'll see what the outcome is of those parents visiting the Big Ten headquarters. And on the other side, we have the new male Heads Up Plays of the Week. You're listening to the Bill Michaels Show. Rami in for Bill on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of summer and the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have the day off before returning to another round of padded practices this weekend. The defense has a wide-open competition at inside linebacker. Matt LaFleur says he's happy to have six-year veteran Christian Kirksey aboard to lead the group.
You know, it is fun when you have a guy like Christian Kirksey and some of these veterans that have played a lot of football kind of talking through different strategies.
Oren Burke says he learned a lot from former linebacker Blake Martinez, now with the Giants.
Blake, he was a great backer to be behind when I was a rookie in my second year going into the league. Just learned a lot from him, and the same thing with Christian.
And rookie quarterback Jordan Love talked about what it was like in his first time at practice inside Lambeau Field.
Just being in Lambeau, flying around, we had a lot of competitive periods today, so dude's been flying around every day since camp started. You know, once we put the pads on and go full go, guys are flying around getting after it, so it was pretty exciting today.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at the New Mail Medical Center. Guys, can you relate to this? Cooped up. First it was winter, then it was COVID. You start getting lazy. You're binging on TV, eating out of boredom. And before you know it, you're packing on the pounds. I was the same way, and I said enough's enough. Went back to see my friends at the New Mail Medical Center, and they helped me restart and jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss plan. And within days, I was back working out in the home gym and feeling motivated and great. Here it is, late summer, thinner than I've been since I was a sophomore in high school. You can check out my Facebook fan page if you don't believe me. I know a lot of you guys fell into the same rut, but you got to trust me here, okay? Call New Mail Medical Center, and they're going to help you get back in the game. Whether you're dealing with the lack of energy and brain fog of low T, or maybe even suffering from ED, or you just want to shed those pounds, take it from me, New Mail Medical Center can help. With locations in Milwaukee and in Green Bay, you got to call them, though. Pick up the phone, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451.
Speaking of New Mail, Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels in time now for the New Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week. Kenta Maeda of the Twins had a no-hitter against the Brewers Tuesday going into the ninth inning. This was after the Bucks had lost earlier that night, and I don't know that Brewers fans could have handled after watching that being at the wrong end of a no-hitter, and they might have been if not for Eric Sogard.
And there is a soft liner and a base hit over Polanco into center field.
Yeah, enough of that. That way, as Sogard able to go down and get a change up. Didn't look like he hit it all that well. That reminds me a little bit of Lucroy's hit that broke it up 4 years ago against the Marlins.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
LePay and Rock there on Fox Sports Wisconsin, and the Brewers weren't done yet against those Minnesota Twins that evening.
1-2 pitch. Yelich swings and lifts one deep into center field. Buxton going back, climbs the wall. It's gone. Dead center field. Christian Yelich, his sixth home run of the year, and the Brewers lead it 6-1.
Look out. He's coming on. Yeah, two hits, a walk.
Yeah, he started to heat up right around that time and is starting to look like Christian Yelich once again and once again on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And then yesterday, and the Bucks win to even things up with the Magic in their round one playoff series. It was Giannis putting Gary Clark on a poster in the fourth quarter.
Five for Giannis, four for Chris.
Cannot let this team get this thing down below 10.
Meat mug off the spin jam.
That kind of jump. Instead of trying to finish off cookie and sweet and French pastry, just go up and through.
Marcus Johnson, I love that, on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And he's right, man. I love Giannis, and he's my dude. He's my favorite player in this league. But sometimes he just needs to take it to the rack, man. He just needs to remind himself that he is Giannis. He is the Greek freak, and nobody can really stop him or get in his way. So there is your new mail Heads Up Plays of the Week. We'll hit a quick break in the final hour of the Bill Michaels Show. I'll talk with Kevin Holden of CBS 58, talk some Brewers, get some Packers talk with him from Milwaukee coming up right after a short break. And Mike Clemens will join us with the latest from Packers camp. Rami in for Bill on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and back right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.